Okay, this is Graham at the GLUE Conference, the final day, Thursday the 27th, and we're winding down. It's a little after 3, and I'm with Peter Chang of LeapFile and Oxygen Cloud, the new wrinkle that has come out of LeapFile. How you doing?
Doing very good.
You had a nice talk this afternoon that I caught, and a nice panel discussion afterwards. Tell us about Oxygen Cloud, how it came about. Well, first, give us a little background on LeapFile, and then tell us about Oxygen Cloud.
Yep. So LeapFile is about 4 years old. It focuses on secure file transfer in the enterprise space, where the idea is to keep things as simple as possible for end users, but to give IT the most amount of control.
Okay.
And so that's kind of our corporate philosophy, and that's what we're applying to the new company, Oxygen Cloud, where what we've discovered is that in the secure file transfer space, people are interested in very fast communication. Let me send you something, we're done. And that's what the product is focused on. But they are also looking for more collaboration, more intensive collaboration with colleagues, but also with outside partners. And that's really where Oxygen Cloud all came from, was looking at that problem going, how do we solve that while making things very simple for users, but still making it very powerful for IT, right? What kind of problems can we solve? So we've been working on that for about a year now, and we're getting close to launching the service. And Oxygen Cloud is designed to bring cloud storage to enterprise end users. So what we do is solve a few big gaps right now. Number one, we make cloud storage very easy for end users to access. So it's just like local storage. The user doesn't have to be aware. They work on their local desktop, but things go into the cloud. So that's number one. Number two is security and IT control. So making sure that, how do you know that the data is secure? We encrypt it on the storage, on the cloud, but also on the desktop. So that means that if you lose a laptop at a bar somewhere, you know, that happens. No big deal. The IT guy can just reach out to that device and remotely kill it. And then the very last thing is we act as a cloud broker. So that means we give you guys choice, gives IT and companies choice of which clouds to go with. Maybe you want to optimize for cost. Maybe you want to optimize for performance. Maybe you want to keep things local. We let you do all of that.
It's almost like tiering in the traditional sense of storage. So how are you going into the enterprises, through IT or through the line of business folks?
We're actually going through end users.
The end users themselves.
End users themselves, yes.
So which could be managers or just worker bees. And you don't care what part of the business they're in.
So our model is simply to make it to remove as many barriers as possible for end users. So they would just go to our site, sign up, and as they sign up with their corporate email, we find out what company they're part of and join them into that account.
I see. And do you expect a lot of your LeapFile customers will then be users of Oxygen Cloud, right?
Absolutely. They're the ones that we've been driving all this.
How do you make money at LeapFile?
At LeapFile, it's a paid subscription service.
Okay.
So we sell to companies, small as well as large, on a monthly and annual contracts.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you do have some small business customers as well. And how about any consumers using LeapFile, or isn't it really...
There are prosumers. So, you know, perhaps if you're a graphics artist,
you're
independent, we've definitely got those. I mean, we solve problems for them as well.
Yeah, I have a buddy, I think, that uses the service.
Ah, okay, great.
Now, are they paying for it by the month, too, then?
It's a monthly subscription for that. But in the enterprise model, there are different packages and ways of acquiring the service.
So how many employees does LeapFile and Oxygen, are they two separate entities, or are you sort of all one and the same right now?
We're all one and the same right now. We're going through the process of separating the businesses
into legal
to provide
entities.
More focus.
But
overall, the company is about 25 people right now.
And I understand it's been kind of self-grown, not VC-backed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's our corporate culture. It's
good for you.
You know, get money from the market.
Screw those VCs.
Focus on the market. Keep things simple. And that's worked out for us.
And, you know, when they come around calling, it's kind of fun to turn them away, too, isn't it?
We
don't need money.
Yeah. And they do come. And that is a good feeling to turn that table.
They're good guys. There's a bunch of them here, you know, probably within spitting distance. But anyway, well, we didn't get a chance to have Alex Tu in the... is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep, Alex Tu.
He's your head of biz dev. And I was chatting with him earlier, but he's busy now talking with my friends at Relia Cloud here, I see. But anyway, well, great talking with you, Peter.
Thank you, Graham.
And all the best, and we'll be watching.
Awesome.
And thanks. We'll be joining the beta in, what, a couple weeks, maybe?
A couple of weeks, 3 to 4 weeks.
Sounds like a deal. Okay, have a good trip home.
Thank you.